This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Luciana Da Silva. Today we're going to be talking about the great state of Pennsylvania. I am joined with Patricia and Joy. Hello from Penn State Health. How are you both doing today?
We're good.
Good. Let's go ahead and get to the guest introductions here. We have two wonderful people from Penn State Health in Pennsylvania. Penn State Health is actually one of Kinetics USA's clients. Let's start with Patricia. Patricia, hello. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I work at Penn State Health. I was a travel nurse. I came to the United States in 2004. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful. And now let's see. Joy, good morning. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. My name is Joy Melinda. I am one of the managers in one of the clinics with Penn State Health. I came to the United States in March of 2003, and I've been here since then.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the Philippines.
From the Philippines. Wonderful. Well, it's so great to have you on today. So let's start with Patricia. Why did you decide to come to the United States?
Well, it's an interesting story because my plans was never to come to the United States, really. But one day I was working on my unit in Trinidad and Tobago, and one of my friends said, "Hey, Patricia, there is a company that's looking for nurses to come to the United States." And I was like, and they were like, "You should come with us." So I ended up going to that, and here I am.
That's wonderful. Then, exactly, Joy, what about you? Why did you decide to come to the United States?
Well, as for me, it's known everywhere that Filipino nurses go outside the country for work. So I've worked in Pakistan, where my husband is from, and I've worked in Yemen in the Middle East for like a year. And those I did while I was waiting to apply for the United States. As my application was processing, I was doing those jobs in the other countries. And then eventually the processing happened, and the one for here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania was the one that opened first. That's how I came about.
And why did you choose Pennsylvania? How did you get to Pennsylvania?
For me, actually, I had a few options. One was in Florida and Orlando in Florida, and then the one for Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The one for Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the agency actually processed faster. So then they showed us different brochures and all that and information about the city and the area. And I kind of liked it with the different seasons. And I said, maybe that's a good place to go. And then when we came here, then you just see whatever and feel whatever.
Quite the feeling. Joy, why did you decide that, you know, Harrisburg was a good place?
For me, really, it was because the agency was very fast in processing. And then I looked at the information brochure that was given to us. It had a lot of information about Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And then knowing that it's the area that you can travel anywhere from that city, because it really has all the interstates. That was one of the big things that we liked too. Me and my husband was kind of looking at all those information. So it was a good thing to choose this area.
Patricia, what about you? How did you get to Pennsylvania? And tell us that story.
Well, all three of us, so myself and my two friends, we wanted to be together. So actually, Pennsylvania was that state where we all got to go to the same hospital. And also, I was looking for a city where the crime was low at that time, because I had three kids. And Pennsylvania is very, in the area that I'm in, it's very conservative, and, you know, it was safe for my kids. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to come here. And as Joy said, it's close to all the other cities. We love Baltimore and Washington and Philly. You could get there pretty quickly and then come back to Harrisburg. So yeah, it was for a lot of reasons, but mostly because I could be with my friends and it was a good place for my family.
Had you heard about Pennsylvania before your friends said, hey, let's go?
Just, you know, history, and everybody knows about Philly. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. You hear Philadelphia at least one time in your life. So yes, a little bit. But when I decided to come here, I had to do some research to see, you know, what's around. And of course, we always talk about this, but having Hershey Park really close by was also an incentive as well for the kids.
That Hershey's chocolate, the little kisses right there. Patricia, where exactly in Pennsylvania do you live? Tell us a little bit about your city.
So I live on the outskirts of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, more in a Lingerstown area. It's more or less like a suburban area, quiet, just away from the city. What I like about it is that I can leave there and get everywhere quickly within 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I can go to Walmart, I can go to Sam's Club, I can go to the mall. So it's kind of central to everything. But if I just want to sit at home and look at the mountains, I can. I'll walk around in my area. So yeah, that's where I live. It's more in the outskirts of the city.
What about the nearest airport? Is it close by?
Yeah. Well, I don't really use the local airport a lot. I usually drive to Baltimore or New Jersey or Newark because they're pretty close. The airport is like 25 minutes from my house. So if you'd like to use the local airport, you can. But we usually take like day trips, you know, stay at a hotel overnight, then drive and go fly to wherever we need to go. So I like to go to other cities.
Everything's very accessible. Mm-hmm. Joy, tell us, what are some fun things to do around where you live? What do you do for fun?
Well, for me, I do a lot of walking and hiking. So here in, I also live in this suburban area of around Harrisburg. And there's a lot of hilly areas, rivers, and hiking trails that you can go to do your walk and hiking.
What about some other attractions nearby in other states, Joy?
Well, attractions, you can go to Baltimore, Maryland, and that's where the Inner Harbor is, and they have a lot of like boat rides, all kinds of attractions in that area. Then you can go to Washington, D.C., and then Hershey Park is actually like very near me, like 5-10 minutes away. Then Philadelphia, there's a lot of historic areas there, buildings and all the parts of the history. Then Gettysburg, also very rich with the history of the United States. And Lancaster is where the Amish Amish County is, and you see the lifestyle of the Amish people in there.
And Patricia, we know that you have kids. Where do you take your kids for some fun? It's a family-friendly area.
Yeah, so when my kids were younger, we loved to go what we call zoo hopping. So we have like the zoo in Philly, Baltimore, we go to Washington. And we also love all the museums. Like if you love museums, Washington is a place to be. Very beautiful, very historic. And you can learn a lot. We also like to go to caves. There are some close by here. You know, there are tons of stuff to do. I didn't hike a lot. My kids loved hiking, so they would go with their friends, but I didn't do a lot of hiking like Joy. But yeah, there are zoos and parks, tons of parks in Pennsylvania, if you love that. just, you know, a variety of stuff to do.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Joy, when you first got to Pennsylvania, what surprised you?
What really surprised me here is it was as I stayed longer. When spring, I came in March of 2003, so that was still like the end part of winter. So when spring came, oh my goodness, the allergy season started and it was just so bad. And I never had very difficult allergies when back home in the Philippines when I came here. It's just so bad. So when it's springtime, that's when allergy season starts. That was the most surprising thing for me when I came here. But I'm still here.
Patricia, Joy was talking about allergies, but let's talk some more about the climate in Pennsylvania. What is it like there? Let's say right now.
It's pretty good. I think it's similar to the climate that I experienced when I was home in Trinidad and Tobago. So it's not too bad. I like all of the seasons, except for the winter is very tough for me. But looking at snow on the ground is also very beautiful. So, you know, you have good things about it. But yeah, it's nice out. It's sunny. I wish I could show you through my window here. It looks pretty good. But, you know, as with everything, it's warm. Mm-hmm. And you can go for walks. Sometimes it can be a little humid, but we can manage that.
That's wonderful. And the fall is absolutely gorgeous from what I understand as well. Joy, you were saying that you enjoyed all the seasons. Tell us about what is fall like in Pennsylvania?
Well, fall is very beautiful. You can see the different colors of the trees. That's when it changes colors. And then it's just beautiful. The weather is very nice. It's, I think, one of the best seasons I like. I like the fall and the springtime, except for the allergies for the spring. But fall is very beautiful. And a lot of people that would drive coming into the area love to see that. Like if you're driving around the mountains and you see all the different colors of the trees, it's just like a painting.
It's absolutely beautiful, especially whenever you have all of those mountains there. Mm-hmm. Snow. I know you were saying it's cold. We're not used to snow. Patricia's from Trinidad. My goodness. And it's really beautiful. But you can go and make snow angels and snowball fights. Be a little careful, but it's not painful if you get hit. But it really is beautiful. Go there and build snowman. Patricia, is that how you felt whenever you saw your first big snow in Pennsylvania, or was it something that surprised you?
I was expecting it, but if you know me at all, you would know that even in my office, like right now, even though it's warm out, I'm always cold. So I probably shouldn't be the one to be speaking about this because I'm a little different in that area because I'm always cold. It doesn't matter. You know, it's summer and the AC is on and here I might have a heater on. So not the best place to ask. But yeah, so it did surprise me a little, I guess, how cold it was, but I was expecting it a little bit. I feel like I have my toughest time probably in the winter, but my kids love it. They love the snow. They love to dress up during the winter. They love the clothing. So, no, it's doable.
Having a white Christmas. It's like you can take the girl out of Trinidad, but you can't take the Trinidad out of the girl, right? That's a saying that we have here in the United States. And thinking about that, everybody loves to shop in the United States. All over the world, people love to shop. But in the United States, we have shopping malls, every single sort of store you could imagine. Joy, do you like to shop? And what is the shopping like?
Shopping here in Pennsylvania, there's a lot of malls. Just here in Harrisburg, there's a few close by. And in the nearer cities, they have different outlet stores. The outlets is a big thing here because it's mostly everything is on sale. Even the luxury brands are on sale. Then here in Pennsylvania, probably about an hour and a half drive is where you can see King of Prussia Mall, which is one of the biggest malls in the United States. So shopping is pretty good here in Pennsylvania.
And Joy, have you had a chance? You just talked about traveling outside of Pennsylvania. What are some of the nearest attractions that you can drive to that might not necessarily be in the state? Where else have you gone in that area?
You just go down southern area as Maryland is very close by. Then Delaware is right on the east. Then Virginia is also close to Maryland. I've gone to Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey. I've even taken a train to New York City. We've driven up north towards like the Erie side where that Lake Erie, the beautiful Lake Erie is. It's pretty, it's a little bit farther, but beautiful. So the other states around are like really New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
Patricia, do you need a car in Pennsylvania to get around, or are there trains? What's the transportation like?
So where I live here, yes, I do need a car, although if you have to rely on public transportation, you probably could. You just have to figure out where they would drop you off. When we first came to the U.S., like, we didn't have a car, so we relied on public transportation. We just had to get up a little earlier to get a bus and so forth. So you can do that. It depends on where you live, though. But if you live in the outskirts, you probably would need to drive, yes.
Joy, you were also saying that you take trains here and there. Where do the trains go and how long does it take usually to get to all these different places?
So you can do a train ride from here in Harrisburg to like Philadelphia. It takes probably like 30, 40 minutes to do that. And it's cheaper than driving. And then you can also take the train to New York City from here. So from Harrisburg, it goes to Philadelphia. Changes, I think the engine changes, and then it goes from Philadelphia to New York City. When my mom was here, she took the train from here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, all the way to, I think she visited her friends in Chicago. So you can really take the Amtrak train all over the United States.
Patricia, when you've been traveling around, where else in the United States have you gone? And where is your favorite area? You've been here for quite a while.
So I feel you can guess, Luciana, where my favorite area is. How about Florida? So that's where we love. We love to go to Florida. We love Orlando. We love Miami. We love to, sometimes we would drive. It takes us 14 hours from Harrisburg to drive to Orlando, and we would do that. Our last trip, we drove from Harrisburg to the Keys in Florida. Took us like, 23, 24 hours? But we love to drive. So if you love to do stuff like that, it's right now with the gas prices, you probably have to think about it a little bit. But, it's fun. If you want a fun vacation, lots of stuff to do. All the states you can just go to any state that you'd like to go. I've driven to Texas. It took a long time to get there. We've driven there. We've driven to Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, we've visited a couple of places. And it's always fun. But if you would like to fly there, you also can. But I love to have day trips and just take the family in the car and stop off somewhere and decide. We have no idea where we're going to stay tonight, but just find the hotel or, you know.
I have to say that that's one of the cool things about the United States is so many places in the world, cars are not necessary. There's wonderful transportation. There are trains and buses, and it's all very efficient. But about the United States, the highways. When you hit the highway, right? Life is a highway. It is true. You put the windows down and you just ride and you just drive. And the highway system is really awesome because you can go anywhere. So in the United States, you can literally get in the car and ride wherever it is that you want to go. Joy, tell us about your road trips. Do you go on road trips?
We do. My husband loves road trips. So we do a lot of road trips just within Pennsylvania. But then we also did probably 5 years ago, 5 years now. We went to Nova Scotia, Canada, to go to the beaches there because the beaches there are very like quiet, pristine, and very, very beautiful. So we drove all the way from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, passing through all the different northeastern states on the northeast side of the United States until we reached Canada, crossed the border, and looped around until we reached Nova Scotia.
It's really weird to think that you go to Canada for the beach. That's the beauty of North America. There are beaches and mountains all over the place.
Exactly.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.